25 years ago, Seattleites looked around and thought, this city is growing way too fast. Some local leaders worried the environment would be a casualty, so together they acquired land, a lot of land. Today it totals 1.5 million acres, stretching from Richmond Beach on Puget Sound all the way east to Ellensburg. It's all conserved by an organization called Mountains to Sound Greenway. John Hoekstra is the group's new executive director. He told Kim Malcolm, with the region's population ballooning, the land trust is more important than ever.
We've added 1 million people to the greater Seattle area. Back then, we were adding population growth rate at about 5% per decade. Right now, it's at almost 10. So we're still growing really, really fast. The great thing is, because of the Mountains to Sound Greenway, we still have a lot of natural area in the mountains. And when you drive I-90, you see trees and forest and rivers and the chance to see wildlife instead of billboards and strip malls and the like. Because they had that vision 25 years ago, it's helped preserve the scenic and recreational values we have today.
What's your vision for how the Greenway should grow or evolve now?
Yeah, I think there continues to be important habitat through the Greenway that we want to see protected, either by a public agency or perhaps by a private conservation group or a private landowner who wants to be committed to keeping the natural landscape for natural purposes. But we're also getting to a point in the region where urban development is intensifying. And so we need to see a coupling of smart urban development. So how do we develop our communities to make them livable when you're in them, but also balance that with the protection of these natural areas so that those outdoor resources, you know, they remain there and well taken care of, but they're also accessible. So I think, to me, a really important part of the next 25 years is going to be discovering and figuring out in cooperation with public agencies and private business and communities and citizens, what does it mean to be sustainable?
Some folks are using the term heritage recognition. What is that, and what does it mean for Washington?
Yeah, so we have a push going on right now. The Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust is leading a bipartisan effort to designate the Mountains to Sound Greenway as a national heritage area. The reason we think it's so exciting is that it's a recognition at a national level that this place and the people that live here and the things that we've accomplished together represent something that is very, very special and very unique and does represent something of national heritage significance and therefore deserves being designated as a national heritage area.
We've been talking about Seattle. It's facing a lot of challenges with rapid growth. How will we house people? How will we move around? How will people afford to live here? So when you look at all those questions, why should conserving land be a priority that's equal to housing?
Mm-hmm. I think it's got to be a part of the equation because it's part of what makes the quality of life here so appealing. The outdoors is an amenity that's available to the public at very low cost to use. And so from an economic perspective, it's offering something that's broadly available to everybody. It's not an exclusive amenity that's only available to the very wealthy. And to me, the issues of affordability and housing are questions that really go to the heart of the development side of the equation. How are our communities making decisions about how do they zone land? How do they use land? How do they provide transportation options to make it easier for people to live in different parts of the city and get to work? So it's a very complicated question. I don't have an easy answer to it other than to say that the outdoors and what the environment, the natural environment brings to us is something that is of great value and not of great cost to people, and I think therefore is broadly accessible.
Looking ahead 25 years, what role do you want the Greenway to play in how Washington and the Seattle urban area grows?
Mm-hmm. I hope what we can look back on in 25 years is that we have managed to continue to provide economic growth in the region. We've figured out ways to manage urban growth to keep our communities livable, and we've managed to protect these natural areas that provide these extraordinary opportunities for people. And this backdrop, the backdrop of the Cascades behind the city skyline, it keeps this a very special place so that we don't just become yet another sprawling metropolitan area that is indistinguishable from any other community, but we actually have preserved this landscape that is part of the unique character of the Seattle region.
John Hoekstra is executive director for the Mountains to Sound Greenway. He spoke with Kim Malcolm.